son. Where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Joe Rogan is vowing to try harder.
You seem to be trying pretty hard, Joe. You record a lot of podcasts, you work out. Oh, you mean you're trying not to get canceled? This whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. I lean right in the middle. I didn't vote for the Republicans. I didn't vote for the Democrats. I hate all elitists. I hate all politicians. But let me tell you, we don't know for sure if the vaccine works or not. So heaven forbid Joe Rogan have a discussion about it. Oh, we have to go with one side of the spectrum and we can't have any debates. I'm not saying Joe Rogan is spitting out facts. I'm not saying Joe Rogan is saying the truth. But is Anthony Fauci?
After facing major backlash over repeatedly spreading COVID-19 misinformation on his popular Spotify podcast.
But here's the thing. It might be misinformation, but the CDC and Fauci have said things that ended up not happening. Two weeks. No human on this planet knows about this. No human on this planet knows what's going to happen. Scientists get things wrong. We are human. We don't know how this is going to end. And honestly, if you are going to Joe Rogan, like, and you're taking everything he's saying seriously, it's okay to learn from Joe Rogan and to expand your mind or whatever, because there's some good in what he does. But man, if you're one of those bros that takes everything he says seriously, whatever.
The Joe Rogan Experience. The host took to Instagram to defend himself.
Please don't take my money!
While also promising to balance out more controversial viewpoints on his podcast in the future.
Yeah.
Do I get things wrong? Absolutely.
So did Fauci. So did the CDC. No one's talking about that. So did Biden last week. No one talks about that.
Get things wrong, but I try to correct them. Whenever I get something wrong, I try to correct it because I'm interested in telling the truth. I'm interested in finding out what the truth is.
He wants to have a discussion. This is censorship. And then Neil Young. If you guys don't take it down, get rid of my music. Bye, bitch. Bye. Your whole fan base, I know you had like a million listeners a month, but your whole fan base has your music on their iPod because that's how old your fan base is. It's people that also have iPods with all your music on it. You're popular. You're rocking in the free world. Neon, cool, dude. You're a boomer. Oh, I also heard you don't really lose that much money if you get off of Spotify. If you have a million listens, you make 5,000. So really, Neil Young is set for life. He's got his big music catalog. I'm not a fan of him. I think he's a creepy boomer. I think he's an elitist. But he ain't breaking the bank by being on Spotify or not being on Spotify. So when people were like, oh no, how is he going to survive? I don't know. I don't like his music, but he's been around for 5 decades, going on 6 decades. I think he'll be okay.
And I'm interested in having interesting conversations with people that have differing opinions.
Yeah, heaven forbid. No way. We should have differing opinions. Whoa.
I'm not interested in only talking to people that have one perspective.
I like that. That's how you should have a talk show. Do you want everybody to agree? Everybody now wants people to be robotic and to think the same things. Oh, you must go with what Fauci says. You must go with... Like, I got vaccinated. I don't think it did anything. I don't think it didn't do anything. I don't know what it did. But all these anti-vaxxers, I'm not going to get a shot in my arm. Why? Because you don't want to deal with the authority of people telling you to do it. I'm a contrarian. I'm so edgy. There's that side of people. And then there's the smarmy assholes who think the vaccine does everything. We don't know what's going on. Nobody predicted it. When Kobe Bryant died in February 2020, happened 2 years ago. It's crazy. It's 2 years. Would you have ever predicted that in the middle of April we'd be watching Tiger King in a house? No, we don't know what the future holds. Shut up.
Joe's comments came as the streaming service announced on Sunday that it would add content advisories before podcasts discussing the virus.
That's fine.
Quote, it is important to me that we don't take on the position of being content censors.
Also, you gave them like $200 million. You're not just going to get rid of them.
While also making sure that there are rules in place and consequences for those who violate them.
Here we go.
Spotify chief executive Daniel Ek said.
He just looks like an asshole. He looks like somebody that would go on vacation in Portland. Why? Because he's a douche.
Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I wouldn't lie to you. FitSageFitness.com. You can sign up for a workout, but if you don't live in Florida, guess what? You're missing out on this madness. But also, you can work out with him virtually. All you have to do is go to FitSageFitness.com and tell him I sent you.
Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856-49-HOPPY. You can call or text me and I'll play the voicemail on air very soon. It'll be live. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Oh, yeah. It was Sunday, January 30th, 2022. The day that I let my life go to waste by watching 8 hours of football. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I got a cool-ass girlfriend. I'm not going to brag about her. People go, you're bragging about your girlfriend on air, on the radio. No, everybody brings her up. I don't talk about her. You don't know her name. You do know we have sex, though. That's what you know. She let me watch football for 8 hours. And then afterwards, she watched Disney cartoons. That's what you call a relationship. Ah, we have so much to break down. All right. We have to have a discussion about Detroit sports fans. Oh, we have to have quite the discussion about Detroit sports fans. So, there's this guy, I believe his name is Bill Simonson, a.k.a. he has this radio show out of Grand Rapids that's heard throughout Michigan, where he talks about Michigan sports, and he's called The Huge Show. And over the years, he was really critical of Matthew Stafford. That was his whole like approach to sports talk radio. You know, like every city has the columnist or the TV guy who is so against the quarterback, and it's like they like it's kind of like the Skip Bayless thing. They love when the quarterback does bad because then they can crucify him. That's what this guy did to Matthew Stafford for 12 years when he played in Detroit. And like he's been trying to bring him down the whole year on Facebook, and then he was like putting up posts like blah 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 that like just talking smack about him going to the Super Bowl, and it's like, bro, let it go, dude. And that's the worst thing ever is whenever sport fans, like the first time LeBron left Cleveland, it's like, oh yeah, I'm rooting against him. Why don't you just root for him? He gave you a lot of memories in your city. Sorry, Jim Caldwell couldn't get shit done in Detroit, and your owners are the biggest dumbasses ever. And Matt Patricia seems like somebody I would want to punch at a bar. Sorry, Detroit. Get over it. You should be happy for Matthew Stafford. But at the same time, here's the thing with Matthew Stafford. Here's the issue. He hasn't really proven himself. He's proven himself big time by going to the Super Bowl, but he hasn't proven himself. And let me explain to you why. He got very lucky beating the Patriots. Not saying Cooper Kupp isn't a beast. I mean, I think the Buccaneers, I said Patriots. Cooper Kupp is a beast. Odell Beckham Jr. is kind of a beast. Matthew Stafford's a beast. But I'm not sold on him. I'm not completely down with the Rams. Here's why. First, they beat Kyler Murray. Oh, yeah. Woo! What an exciting 5'2" quarterback that can barely see anything. He's the future of the league. Absolutely not. He beats Kyler Murray in Arizona. Woo, good for you. Then he beats the Buccaneers, but barely wins, you know. Then he faces Jimmy Garoppolo, who Jimmy Garoppolo was banging Eva LaVia, one of the best porn actresses because they act in all of the world. And to me, that represents Jimmy Garoppolo. To me, Jimmy Garoppolo playing quarterback is equivalent to a guy having sex in a porno or a woman having sex in a porno. They're just going through the act. There's no passion. There's no love. There's no talent. They're just doing the act. And to me, Jimmy Garoppolo is the porn of football. He looks like he should be in porn. He banged and went out to eat with a girl that was like 20 years older than him in Eva LaVia. Or was it Kiera Mia? Is one of those two. Oh, I know girls in porn. Heaven forbid.
Shut up.
Here's the thing. He's just going through the motions because there's times that Jimmy Garoppolo looks like a beast, bro. And there's the last play ever as a 49er where he's about to get sacked and he throws the ball to the ground or whatever the hell that was. He should have just taken the sack, but yeah, that's who the Rams beat. Kyler Murray, they barely beat the Buccaneers. I get that a win is a win. But I don't know if they're beating the Bengals. That Joe Burrow, what a bunch of BDE he has. And I'm not saying Matthew Stafford doesn't have confidence. I'm not saying he doesn't feel himself. But that Joe Burrow, man. Also, we need to have a quick talk about my speech impediment. I have a hard time saying words that begin with an ST. Every time I matched with a girl on Tinder and she was beautiful and her name was Stephanie, I would unmatch in a second. So if you have any tips on how to beat a speech impediment, 856-49-HOPPY, it's 856-494-6773. Because I'm such a superstar.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
The hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by West Chase Printing in Tampa Bay at westchaseprinting.com, West Chase Printing on Instagram. There I did it. And DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. There I did it. When I tell you that they are the best printing company in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Posters, kind of did it. Yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need printed up, they can do it for you. And when you get that invoice and you go there and you tell them I sent you, oh yeah, we're going to hook you up. Because I'm kind of a big deal. Kind of.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
So, over the years, there have been a lot of wars. The Civil War, World War II, the Iraq War. But there has never been a war that has ever been so captivating. There has never been a war that has ever been so aggressive. There has never been a war, what's another word I can use to describe it, that has ever been so captivating as the catfight over the last 20 years between Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton. Let me tell you, oh yeah, they are always fighting. It's like a catfight. But now we can go to bed much easier. Oh, we can get all the sleep we want. Because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, they have settled their feud. Oh, yeah. Totally going to change your life.
We're grown-ups now. I just got married. She just got...
Finally at 40, we finally grew up.
Engaged.
Sounds like Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan have buried the hatchet after years of feuding.
Because they're both washed up.
Great. We're not like in high school. Like I think it was just very immature.
Yeah.
And now everything is all good.
That's Paris.
Oh, that's good. She still talks like that. Oh my God.
Cheering an update.
Oh my God. It's Los Angeles and I'm born into money. So I immediately talk like an idiot.
About her and Lilo on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen's another pretentious douche.
I saw that she got engaged when I was on my honeymoon, and I just said congratulations, and then...
And let's use each other for clout, because no one's really talking about us. So if we say that we're friends, we'll get in the news again.
And that... And
they don't really want to be friends. You really think they want to be friends? Of course not.
That broke the ice. Lindsay got engaged to financier Bader Shamas in late November.
Oh, wow.
Just weeks after Paris tied the knot with her now-hubby, Carter Ream.
I wonder what it's like being them. I'm not saying marrying Lindsay Lohan or Paris Hilton is like marrying a girl in porn, but they were really sexual to the public. And I'm not saying the gentlemen here in these cases, these no names that are marrying Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton, I'm not saying they don't have mileage on their life. I'm not saying they don't have a huge body count of people they've hooked up with, but oh my goodness. You are marrying Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan. I mean, it's like my friend said it best, like explaining Madonna. It's like they're like a good 2005 Camry. They like had a lot of mileage on it, but it's reliable. But let's not overlook the fact that there's a lot of mileage there.
I've never met a man like this in my life. I've never been with someone who loves and supports me so much and lifts me up. And
so he's actually giving me attention and not just banging me from my vagina.
Isn't intimidated and is just...
Or as we know from the sex tape, the two-point conversion.
Like my best friend and my Prince Charming all rolled into one.
Vieira's first reacted to her one-time pal's happy news on her podcast.
Oh, she has a podcast? Nice.
And I know that we've had our differences in the past.
I love how in this clip, she's this clip right here is her out and about just being interviewed on the red carpet. It says here the Tribeca music or movie festival.
Met a man like this in my life and never been.
She's talking like herself. She's like, yeah, you know, oh my God, I'm Paris Hilton.
Met a man like this in my life.
Even in the beginning when she was talking to Andy Cohen.
School, like I think it was just very.
She's talking like a Valley Girl. But then when she gets into podcast mode, oh. I'm going to sound like the Valley Girl version of NPR, where I'm going to pronounce my words and put a lot of emphasis into what I say so I can sound smarter than I really am.
And I know that we've had our differences in the past.
Yeah, we have.
but I just wanted to say congratulations to her.
I'm almost kind of doing like a Keith Sweat radio show, like one of those late night sex shows. Like, hey, this is Loveline, 1-800-LOVELINE-941, whatever the number was.
It was on her podcast.
And I know that we've had our differences in the past.
I'm here till 2 in the morning playing the hits.
Congratulations to her, that I am. Yeah. Genuinely very happy for her.
Oh, yeah.
The reality star even went on to reference the Holy Trinity, a.k.a. herself, Lindsay, and Britney Spears.
Don't even put yourself in the same category as Britney. You wish you had the looks or the talent or the daddy issues of Britney.
After this iconic photo from 2006.
It's so 2006. They got their flip phone. They look young and they haven't had their midlife crisis yet.
Made the rounds online again as fans celebrated the growth of the trio in 2022.
Oh, that's good.
It just makes me so happy to see, you know.
Yeah, you know, I've never talked like this in my life, you know, sounding actually kind of smart. But now that I'm 40 and I got a podcast called This Is Paris. Oh, yeah. I'm a different person now. Honestly, it was the loss of Tinkerbell.
15 years later, I got married.
Yeah.
Brittany got her freedom back.
Yeah.
And engaged.
Yeah.
And then Lindsay just got engaged. Oh. So I love seeing just how different our lives are now.
Yeah, we're closer to the grave.
And just how much that we've all grown up and just having love in our lives.
That's good.
Paris and Lindsay first bonded in the early 2000s, frequently partying and hitting the club scene together. But eventually, their friendship soured and their feud played out publicly in the tabloids.
Yeah, it did.
Paris, you've recently said that you never want Lindsay Lohan's name spoken in the same sentence as...
This is from 2019.
It's yours.
Paris made...
Oh, but 3 years later, now we're bestest of friends and we're 40 and irrelevant. A publicity stunt.
Many disparaging comments about Lindsay in the past, even as recently as 2019 on Watch What Happens Live.
But now that we're in the 2020s, no, we're different.
Say three nice things about Lindsay Lohan.
She has HPV. Oh, three things, not three words.
She's beyond.
Okay, that's one. That's a pretty nice one to say that she's beyond.
That's the smartest thing that Paris Hilton's ever said. This quite possibly before she became an NPR podcast host. This might have been the smartest thing she said in the 2010s.
She's beyond.
A good sentence. Wow, she's really bringing out the analysis here. She's a real wordsmith, that Paris Hilton. She's got a lot going on in that brain.
She's beyond.
Oh my God, and I'm so perfect. Even though my sex tape sucks. Inside Paris. Oh yeah, that was so edgy in 2004. Get it? Like you could be inside the city of Paris or you're having intercourse with Paris Hilton. You're inside of her. Get it?
Joel and I have had, we had a lot of prayerful and like really meaningful conversations over the holidays. And we decided that we're better as friends and
we hate each other
parents than we are as an engaged couple.
Hoda Kotb and her fiance Joel Schiffman have called it quits.
Who is cheated?
After 8 years together.
Joel. Yeah, you know, after 8 years, if you're not married, life's too short. Yeah, you're done.
Joel is not only a great life partner, he's an unbelievable father.
That's from 2018. How times change.
The Today Show anchor announced the news on the show Monday.
Oh, we were so affected and everybody cared, right? Well, why am I talking about it then? Everybody was covering it. Hoda? That's how I say her last name. She's splitting up from her fiance? Not Hoda.
Revealing that while she and Joel have broken up, they will remain co-parents to their two daughters.
That's the least you can do. Oh, you're going to do the bare minimum? Good for you. You guys are so noble, you millionaires. You're going to break up, but be there for the kids that need parents? Oh, you're so noble.
We decided that we are going to start this new year and begin it kind of on our new path.
Yeah, he's banging the 27-year-olds, and I'm a little washed up.
As loving parents to our adorable, delightful children, and as...
You know, she's really holding it in.
As friends.
She wants to say, he cheated on me! With that hot-ass intern that wears nice skirts!
Cher shares daughters Haley, who turns 5 next month, and 2-year-old Hope, whom they adopted 2 years after adopting Haley.
It is,
oh, yeah.
Is something that is important to me and to Joel. To
get to the point.
Us, really.
That's one thing she never does, is she never gets to the point.
Because we want her to have a sibling.
It's almost like she likes hearing herself talk.
Sibling, because she has such interesting circumstances.
I don't care anymore. Am I projecting? I really think I might be. Oh, yeah. This was the most riveting part of the weekend. Michael Buffer doing an intro for the Rams and Cardinals game. 1996 called. Yeah. You should have Montel Jordan do the halftime show. This is how we do it. I mean, this was ridiculous, man.
Let's send it down to Michael Buffer.
When they said that, and they said, let's send it down to Michael Buffer. I'm Joe Buck, and I'm a very good announcer with no personality and no talent, if that makes sense. Let's bring it down to Michael Buffer. I was like, why?
Let's send it down to Michael Buffer.
So corny. This is so Los Angeles.
Let's send it down to Michael Buffer.
Which would mean fake and annoying. Oh, what a douchey intro. The most famous announcer. You're the only announcer. Shut up.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the NFL playoffs, and this is Monday Night Football for the thousands in attendance and the millions.
Oh, I played the wrong one. He's done it multiple times? I played the wrong one. This was his intro. I thought this was, oops. Look at me. Bringing my show prep. Look at me. Bringing out the fake news. So he did the intro last night for the game between the Rams and 49ers, but this was from the Rams and Cardinals. Let's just play it anyway.
Watching around the world. Let's get ready to rumble!
Why? Why are you doing that in football? Ugh, God. All right, here's the one from last night. Ridiculous. So many. Who the hell is hiring Michael Buffer to do this? I mean, obviously Fox did, but like, you know what I'm saying.
This is the moment we've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
NFL NFC Championship game for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world. Let's get ready to rumble.
You know what? I think every time he's banging out a hooker, he goes,
ready to rumble.
Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at the TampaBayHotSauce.com. There at TampaBayHotSauce.com has all the info on where to purchase their product in person. Or you can order online if you don't live in Tampa Bay. And then when you get that nice hot sauce, you gotta tell them I sent you, man. And then tag them. And then you're gonna have the best dinner ever, bro.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah.
Will Spotify be the next place Meghan Markle and Prince Harry remove themselves from? Not.
Well, to say remove yourselves from Spotify, it would imply that someone cared you were there in the first place.
Right.
No, don't take away Archwell Audio, the podcast you've made like 2 episodes of. So now you're making it about you because you're technically on Spotify, even though you're not.
But the two who signed a 2020 production deal with Spotify are very concerned about the COVID-19 misinformation that's being spread on the streaming platform.
Oh, you go, Meghan Markle. You're a real trailblazing imbecile. You totally didn't know who Prince Harry was before you met him, like you claim. You're with him because you love him.
Spokesperson for Meghan and Harry's charity said in a statement on January 30th, quote, since the inception of Archwell, we've worked to address the real-time global misinformation crisis.
Like what, your relationship? Your sham of a marriage?
Hundreds of millions of people are affected by the serious harms of rampant mis- and disinformation every day. Their spokesperson continued, last April, our co-founder began expressing concerns to our partners at Spotify about the all too real consequences of COVID-19 misinformation on its platform.
Why? Do you know the exact information? Do you know the exact thing? You know all the info about COVID-19. You know everything. You're Meghan Markle and you're Prince Harry and you guys know everything. There's no way that some of what Joe Rogan could have said is true, and there's no way that some of what Dr. Fauci said could be incorrect. You have all the answers because you're Meghan Markle and you're a cloud chaser, so you'll say anything to be in the headlines. Also, let's be real here. They have not recorded a podcast since December 2020, and the first one I'm not going to play because I don't want to get it taken down. 2020 Archwell Audio Holiday Special. The next one was the Archwell Audio trailer only on Spotify. So, like, that's just them being attention whores because you don't have any episodes in the last 15 months. Shut the hell up.
We have continued to express our concerns to Spotify to ensure changes to its platform are made to help address this public health crisis.
Like what, your career?
We look to Spotify to meet this moment and are committed to continuing our work together as it does.
I wonder... And Spotify's like, why the hell did we pay them all this money? They haven't recorded anything. Nothing in 2021. I mean, we're better off, but...
It wasn't long after Archwell's statement that Spotify CEO Daniel Ek shared his own statement on its website.
I mean, the fact that his last name is Ek makes sense. Because every time I think of the head offices of any corporate company, I go, Ek.
Daniel wrote, quote, we know we have a critical role to play in supporting creator expression while balancing it with the safety of our users.
Man, he's under a lot of pressure. I'm sure he does a lot of hookers.
In that role, it is important to me that we don't take on the position of being content censor while...
All right, we already heard this. They're just taking what he said and making it about the Meghan Markle thing. Yeah, I don't know. My life's too short. I just go to Spotify to listen to music. I don't actually care. Everyone's like, oh, I'm going to get off of Spotify. Yeah, Apple Music is good, but it's not Spotify. Like, Apple Music is, like, cool. I like having it. I dig it. As the cool kids say, I fuck with it. But it's like, nothing beats Spotify, bro. And nothing beats a good Rob Gronkowski video.
Hot Topic.
And I love when people are like, oh yeah, Ryan Huppy, you remind me of Rob Gronkowski. Oh, whoa. What an insult. You compared me to one of the best football players ever? You compared me to somebody who gets a lot of hot girls, even though I get one hot girl, my girlfriend? You compared me to someone who's really good looking? No!
I'm just chilling right now. I'm down here in Tampa.
Hell yeah. Me too, bro. Hit me up.
One of the best tight ends in the NFL history. He tells us that if he was forced to decide today, he would decide to retire. His football career would be over.
You know, you got to decide right now, this second, if you're playing next year. I would say no right now. It's 2 days after the season. I'd be like, no, I'm not playing.
Nah, bro.
Got to just heal a little bit.
He doesn't want to play with a crappy quarterback.
Fix all the bumps and bruises.
So it's an injury thing.
So yeah, he decided three.
Oh, it's not a Brady thing. It's an injury.
Years ago to retire from the league because of injuries. But he went back. He went back because of Tom Brady.
Listen to how much Harvey knows about sports. Like, it wasn't like Gronk was huge in the Super Bowl. He went back. I love it in the back.
Back. He went back because of Tom Brady. That's going to influence his decision. And he's.
You don't say. By the way. That Tom Brady Here, I'm going to play the news clip because I have so many opinions on the Tom Brady thing.
Now to the story that is lighting up the sports world and beyond. Will he or won't he? Could this be the end of an era? The discussion around Tom Brady's future is swirling after reports that he's planning to retire. But some of those close to the seven-time Super Bowl champ are pushing back.
Here's the thing. I really hope that Brady comes back for one more year so he can go out on his terms. Because here's why. Adam Schefter is just a bitch. I'm not saying I dig Ian Rappaport. God, Adam Schefter is just small D energy. He thinks he's so cool because he got the inside info. I would love for this to have been 100% incorrect. And then Adam Schefter is forever not credible. Because everybody relies on him. He just for some reason got like... He's like the Adrian Wojnarowski of NFL news because Adrian Wojnarowski, they call it on Twitter a Woj bomb whenever he breaks NBA news. It's the same thing with Adam Schefter. He's like the go-to guy for football, and I'd be okay with him losing all credibility, essentially him becoming Brian Williams, being a liar, being a hack, being exposed, because we need a new insider. I'm not digging him at all. But here's what I love. I love the fact that either way, if Brady retires or if he plays another 15 years, I love the fact that it ruined the retirement party of Ben Roethlisberger. I love the fact that if he does retire, Ben Roethlisberger might not make it into the Hall of Fame in 5 years. I don't know what the hell happened 12, 13, 14 years ago. Both times, Ben Roethlisberger got in trouble. But where there's smoke, ladies and gentlemen, there's fires, boys and girl. I don't know why I said that. What I'm saying to you is this. Ben Roethlisberger is a creep, but for some reason, never got canceled, never got anybody looking into it, blah, blah, blah. It's unbelievable. When you look at Ben Roethlisberger, he just looks like a sociopath. He looks like somebody I wouldn't want to date my daughter. He looks like somebody that is kind of unlikable, which he is. But everybody, he was doing his goodbye tour when he was at Heinz Field, is acting like a god. I'm like, bro. You don't know how to treat women. You're a weirdo, man.
Here's ABC's Phil Lipoff.
Tonight, ESPN's Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington standing by their reporting that Tom Brady is about to hang up his helmet.
You know, Adam Schefter is kind of shitting bricks. He's like, I hope I don't lose my credibility because I have nothing else besides this.
The fact of the matter is he is planning to retire after 22 seasons.
The news setting off a flurry of confusion among fans.
Of course.
Brady's own sports company tweeting this tribute, then taking it down. Soon after, Brady's agent releasing a statement saying this.
Did somebody from the TB12 intern office do that?
This tribute, then taking it down. Soon after, Brady's agent releasing a statement saying the seven-time Super Bowl champ would be the only person to express his plans with complete accuracy.
Yeah. That's Adam Schefter trying to flex. God, he's a douche.
I'm an NFL insider. I'm better than you.
You're a douche.
The timing of Brady's decision is up in the air.
Yeah.
But Darlington says the reasoning is relatively simple.
Tom Brady is making the decision that he feels is best for him at this point in his life.
But how do we know that if we haven't heard from Tom yet, you ass?
And that is leaving football behind.
The 44-year-old.
It is? Oh, does it?
...world's unrivaled career got off to a rough start. The scouting report...
We already know that. He was in the sixth round, blah, blah, blah. Everybody passed up on him 9 times. We know. Did you know that Matthews Stafford was friends with Clayton Kershaw in high school? God. Everything the annoying announcers say. Oh, I'm sure they would love this show. I don't know, dude.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenner Roundup, and we are starting off today with some interesting deets on Julia Fox and Drake's reported relationship from...
Oh, it's almost like Julia Fox just goes through everybody that has clout because she has no redeeming talent.
2020. Recall it was revealed last week that the Six God rapper and the actress were briefly romantic before the pandemic, and that Kanye is well aware of it all.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? We should maybe bring in Drake, make some music... Run a train. Hell yeah. You know Julia Fox gets down. You know Kanye West gets down. I could see him, man, just hanging out. I get that vibe from him. I don't think you're having fun sex with him. I think when you have sex with Kanye West, you're just like, oh my God, I'm banging a famous rapper. But I see him doing two things. Not giving a girl pleasure because I'm Kanye West. I'm ye. I'm a god. I don't have to give up any oral pleasure for the woman. And number two, I imagine him getting like anxiety D, like not really bringing the best sex to the table because he's always a walking panic attack. Just saying. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I just can't.
An insider told Hollywood Life that Julia and Drake went on a few dates, and she even went up to Canada to stay with him, but was forced to return to the U.S. in February 2020.
And banged half of Toronto.
Due to the looming pandemic.
Come over here, The Weeknd.
The source shared that the pair...
Jim Carrey? Come over here.
...were kind of fizzled.
Celine Dion? I'm down. Money. I'm just saying.
Old as Julia rekindled her love with her ex, but although it didn't work out with Drake or Peter, Julia says that Drake was a true gentleman.
Oh, I'm sure. He also texts teenagers, so he's kind of weird. Oh, but Julia Fox not dating people with credibility? It's almost like she's a cloud chaser with no talent.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy, a martial arts at 2700 22nd Street North. There I did it in St. Petersburg. AmirAcademy.com. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. When I tell you he's the best in the Bay, I am being honest.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
$9,000 prostitute, please.
Oh, happy hot topic.
And speaking of true gentlemen, let's talk about how Khloe Kardashian feels about her sister.
Probably jealous.
Dating Pete Davidson after the trio were spotted hanging out together.
Oh, I'm sure Kim Kardashian needs her validation.
A source close to the Keeping Up star told HL exclusively that while she was initially surprised by the relationship.
And jealous.
She now thinks it's awesome that Kim's dating Pete.
Oh, hell yeah, we got your approval. Thank God.
Khloe thinks Pete is so different from anybody Kim has ever dated.
Yeah.
And loves that he is super chill and down to earth.
Yeah, he is super chill. Always having a panic attack and grateful to be there.
Apparently, Khloe gets along with him really well. And
that's good. That's good, man. This improves my life forever.
Absolutely hilarious. Chloe's so happy for Kim because she can see that Kim is happier than she has been in a while.
Oh, that's good.
She loves some sisterly support.
That's a shot at Kanye West. Kim's like, if you have to respond about me banging Pete, at least throw a shot at Kanye. Thank you.
And when it comes to Chloe's love life, she's obviously taking things day by day.
Yeah, I keep going back to guys that cheat on me and wonder why I'm getting cheated on.
Like Tristan Thompson's paternity scandal.
Yeah.
But that isn't stopping her ex, Lamar Odom, from trying to pursue her once.
I cheated on you by almost overdosing at the Bunny Ranch 7 years ago, but hit me up.
Once again, a source told Hollywood Life that Lamar really wants a chance with Chloe again.
Oh, yeah. Let's go back to 2015. What a great year that was. Oh, yeah.
Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are the king and queen of ghoulish confessions of love.
Oh, yeah. They're so edgy the way they put their tongue out and make out in public and wear all black. They're so edgy and wild. I'm sure they just have missionary. I'm just saying.
46-year-old drummer posted a steamy PDA pic on his Instagram yesterday and captioned the post, "I would die for you."
Oh, that's so cool, bro. You would die for your woman? A lot of people would die for their girlfriends. You're so much different than us.
Feelings are apparently mutual.
Yeah.
As Courtney commented on his post, writing, "You, I would die for you."
Oh, jeez. I love you. I love you more. I love you. I love you more. They're one of those couples.
Travis is no stranger to unique captions on his PDA pics with
Courtney.
The Blink 182 band member posted this video of the two at Disneyland back in October and captioned it, "I want your skull."
Gross, dude. Oh, I want your skull. Oh, yeah, I want your neck.
Reality TV star also took to her Instagram yesterday, posting some...
I'm sure when you're hanging out with Travis, it's like, hey, what, let me go do a social media post. Let me call my intern and make us... We'll send him the selfie we just took, and he'll add some edgy post. All right, let's go to Applebee's.
Blurry pics that Travis had taken of her.
Yeah.
On the wheel of a car, captioning the post, "Daddy had a Buick and Mama loved to ride." The pair first got together romantically in January 2021 and then got engaged this past October. But they...
Oh, that's good, man. That is a good thing.
Big Sean and Janae Aiko, is that you?
I think so.
The couple was accidentally labeled as Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. on the Jumbotron at the NFC Championship game between the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, yeah. That's the last thing Big Sean wants, is to be compared to Freddie Prinze Jr., that hack.
On Sunday.
The 2000s called.
The rapper was mistaken for the Buffy the Vampire alum, and the singer was mistaken for the Bone Star.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah was at the game, but was with a friend, not her husband.
Oh, that's true. I love how they said that. Not her husband. Like she's maybe licking on the side.
The Mercy singer hasn't commented on the switch up just yet, but he...
I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY.
Justin Bieber is finally confronting Charlie Puth after Charlie said F Justin Bieber while performing on stage with Selena Gomez.
That's so edgy. 6 years ago. So Justin Bieber is bothered about something from 6 years ago? Get over yourself.
And we are so here for this hilarious clapback.
Look, it's not exactly a secret that Charlie Puth and Justin Bieber have a bit of a complicated history.
Yeah. Puth so badly wants to be a classier Bieber. I'd rather hang out with Bieber, him and his peaches.
It's really complicated. Okay.
In case you needed a quick refresher, here's what went down. 6 years ago, while performing at a concert in Dallas, Charlie, totally spur of the moment, blurted out, "F*** you, Justin Bieber." Performing We Don't Talk Anymore,
yeah,
with none other than Justin's famous ex, Selena Gomez.
Oh, geez.
After the incident sparked some major discourse across social media, Charlie then went on to apologize to Biebs.
Douche. I'm so sorry. Even though I did it in front of a whole crowded arena, I'm totally sorry now.
Explaining that the whole thing was really just meant to be a joke.
Sure, Jan.
He took to
Bieber. Does not seem like somebody that really takes a joke well.
To Twitter shortly after the incident, writing, "I am a massive Justin Bieber fan, and I have nothing but great things to say about him and his music always."
Ass kisser. You know, his agent afterwards was like, "Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that." Speaking of don't do that.
Chris Brown speaks out after being sued for allegedly drugging and raping a woman on a yacht.
Oh, what a surprise. Chris Brown being a scumbag. The most talented scumbag ever. If that guy was not a bad person, he would have been the next Michael Jackson. He had everything going. Soccer mom radio was playing him. Top 40 radio was playing him. Hip hop radio was playing him. But when you beat up Rihanna and you're a real scumbag, it kind of ruins your legacy.
In court documents obtained by E! News, the 32-year-old singer is being sued by a woman identified only as Jane Doe,
yeah,
who alleges that she was drugged and raped by Brown on a yacht that was docked near Diddy's Florida home on December 30th of 2020.
Amid that whole sentence, being on a yacht at Diddy's home with Chris Brown, frightening already.
The allegations, Brown sends a message to followers on his Instagram story calling out what he believes is a lie, saying, "I hope y'all see this pattern of cap emoji. Whenever I'm..."
Oh, wow. You're a real wordsmith, Christopher Brown.
Releasing music or projects, they try to pull some real bullshit.
Well, maybe they were afraid to come out, and then you release their music, and then they want to come out. You know what I'm saying? Just because they're doing it while the music's coming out, yeah, maybe they should have come out sooner. But that doesn't mean just because they're doing it that the music is coming out doesn't mean you didn't do it. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they were just being quiet. Like, does that make any sense? He's saying because they come out when his music comes out, that that means he's innocent. No, that just means they came out when your music came out. That doesn't mean you didn't do it.
News reached out to Brown's manager as well as a lawyer that has previously represented him for comment.
His lawyer's like, oh my God, Chris, again? What are you doing, bro?
You're back. According to the court filing, the woman who was described as a professional choreographer, dancer, model, and musical artist in the suit was invited to the yacht by Brown during a FaceTime call she was having with a friend who was also aboard the ship.
He's like, yo, baby girl, let's go on this yacht like it's 2009.
Claims that Brown grabbed the phone and told her that he had heard about her music and urged her to head over to Diddy's home.
You know he does that a lot. I can give you my big break. I can give you your big break. Just get over here and have sex with me and I'll never talk to you again. But yeah, sometime you'll get your big break.
Star Island.
Scumbag.
And as soon as possible. Upon arrival, the woman alleges that Brown took her to the boat's kitchen and gave her a red cup with a mixed drink. The woman claims...
Sounds like Chris Brown.
James Brown then offered her tips about starting a career in the music industry.
Yeah, make a TikTok and hope to get famous. I mean, what possible advice could Chris Brown be giving?
Before filling her cup for a second time.
He doesn't really seem like a mentor to me.
After which she began to feel a sudden unexplained change in consciousness. She said in the suit that she felt disoriented, physically unstable, and started to fall in and out of sleep. At that time,
that's not good.
The woman alleges in the complaint, Brown took her to a bedroom and raped her.
Mm-hmm.
She claims that the R&B star ignored her pleas to stop and barred her attempts to leave the room. The lawsuit claims the woman suffered substantial continuing and permanent injuries as a result of the alleged sexual assault. She is seeking $20 million for severe emotional distress, physical manifestations of emotional distress, emotional anguish, fear, anxiety, humiliation, depression, and other physical and emotional injuries and damages, both economic and non-economic, stemming from Brown's alleged conduct.
Oh, happy hot topic!
The internet was freaking out over a possible Jordan Woods pregnancy.
Oh, Carl Anthony Towns, you better pull out!
But she was quick to shut down those rumors with a simple Instagram story. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Jordan Woods caused quite the stir on Instagram when she shared a bunch of photos from her latest trip to her feed. Within the carousel, she shared photos of herself in all Gucci everything, cute snaps of herself and boyfriend Carl Anthony Towns.
Their relationship's so goofy because it's like, I don't know. She's just had sex with a lot of people. I'm not saying he hasn't, but man. She's got some mileage on her at that young age, and he needs to make the playoffs at some point.
Landscape pics and a surprisingly teeny tiny Nike shoebox.
Yeah.
And while the photo dump from her Portland trip was nothing out of the ordinary, fans immediately zeroed in on the Nike box that fits into the palm of her hand and jumped to the conclusion that Jordan was expecting a baby.
That's dumb. 856-49 Hoppy. Something around Jordan Woods and Carl Anthony Towns being dumb. What a surprise. They're such geniuses.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by Rich Kaylee Master Barbershop over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa Bay, right next door to McDonald's. When I tell you that Rich Kaylee is the best barber in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Go to richkbarber.com, sign up for an appointment ahead of time, because you can't just show up and be like, hey, I want my hair cut. I heard about it on Hoppy Hour. He's a very busy guy, so you got to sign up ahead of time at richkbarber.com. And when you go there and you sit down in a nice, manly chair, tell him I sent you.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm gonna get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my boy.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hoppy
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. For all the info, ryanhoppyradio.com. And we are on every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central at zradiolive.com. Zradio Live on Odyssey and TuneIn and quadpod.com/ryanhoppy. Oh, yeah. We are everywhere.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
To our GMA cover story this morning, teens nationwide flocked to Instagram and Snapchat, but one Oregon mom is alleging they caused her daughter intense emotional harm.
Oh, it causes our brains intense emotional harm. It's called being on social media.
Now she's suing the
You're no different.
Tech titans behind the platforms. Both.
Oh, an Oregon mom, someone from Portland being offended? Whoa! They're so fun and not uptight there.
Companies insist they have mechanisms in place to protect children and teens.
Yeah.
And ABC's Zareen Shah has the story.
Oh, give it to me, baby.
This morning, an Oregon mother is suing mega social media giants Meta, the parent company of Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, you're totally offended, uptight mother. Oh, yeah, uptight. In Oregon. Oh, yeah, she's totally going to beat out the giant tech companies. Get the hell out of here.
And Snap Inc., the parent company of Snapchat, alleging the products made her daughter face emotional distress.
Maybe get rid of the phone then, dummy.
Diagnosed mental health conditions, pain and suffering, and reputational harm.
Well, reputational harm? What the hell is she putting up there?
With the help of the Social Media Victims Law Center, she is now urging the social platforms to take responsibility for creating a safe digital environment for children and youth.
And the response from Facebook was, oh yeah, we're going to change because one mother is upset about it. This lawsuit's going to go so far.
Well, she was very outgoing and she was happy. She loved playing sports.
A millennial mother? Named Brittany from Portland being offended. You literally can't make this up. And she's pretty.
Sports, volleyball, track.
Yeah.
Brittany Doffing states in the lawsuit she gave her daughter a smartphone on her 14th birthday.
That's the problem, dummy. You gave her a smartphone at age 14, you idiot. Probably didn't have your boyfriend or husband pull out either. You're too young to be a mom, obviously. On her 14th birthday, and the mom looks like she's 32. Oh, yeah, you had the kid at age 18 or 19 or 20. You're a real genius here. So a real genius getting pregnant young. Also, not knowing that giving a teenager a smartphone is going to cause harm. Oh, wow. You're really killing it.
And shortly after, she claims her daughter began engaging in addictive and problematic use of Instagram and Snapchat.
Whatever happened to your failing as a mother? And I'm not a parent, so I can't judge, but I'm going to judge. Whatever happened? Like, what is this like? Oh, yeah, we're going to blame everybody else. No, you're failing as a parent. You are failing.
But anytime I've tried to take it away from her,
yeah,
she gets physical with me.
Yeah, so then just smash the phone, give her a flip phone. Oh, but I got to sue for attention because I've never had anything about me in life because I've been a failure. I got pregnant at age 18, so now this is my big break. Suing Facebook. I'm so cool. I'm really lonely. And men just use me on Tinder.
The lawsuit alleges after her use of the platforms, she developed an eating disorder and engaged in periodic crash diets.
What are you doing as a mother? How are you allowing this in your house? Is it maybe the parenting and you're projecting? I'm not defending Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat. They don't care about us or Instagram. They're evil, but we love it. But maybe it's your parenting.
Had been messaged and solicited for sexual exploitive content and acts on numerous occasions by male users.
Here's the problem too. She probably didn't put the parental lock. There's like certain parental locks. She just gave her kid the, hey, here's the latest iPhone 12. Don't get into trouble. Ugh.
And has been hospitalized twice for psychiatric episodes triggered by the mom's attempts to take away her access to the social media sites.
All right, man. I know people go, you don't need to take medicine. You don't need to take pills, blah, blah, blah. Trust me. Get that girl on some Klonopin, Lamictal, get her a shrink, go to a psychologist, psychiatrist, you're fine. But suing a company and making it about you because you're a failure of a mother? No wonder, never mind. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of not pulling out,
Nick Cannon is adding another baby to his brood.
All right, this is getting ridiculous. I'm not saying he's not a good father, but he doesn't have time. If it was like he was having it with one woman under the same house and you could give all the kids the same attention, even though you couldn't, but you kind of could because you're under the same house, it's fine. But when you have different baby mamas, he already said on Howard's show a few years ago that he never sleeps. So like you got a talk show, you got a radio show, you got a, what a scumbag. Stop having kids. They're going to have daddy issues. Money does not improve daddy issues.
The 41-year-old confirmed that he is expecting his eighth child with model Bree Ticey during his daytime talk show on Monday.
All right, y'all. So here it is. I never usually use my own.
All right, y'all. I'm really irrelevant. I don't have any redeeming talents, so being a father is what keeps me relevant.
Personal pictures is pick of the day, but today I have to do it because I want to share this beautiful, extraordinary moment.
I'm having another kid. Oh, yeah. I don't want to give him a time of day. He is such a douche. Speaking of somebody I don't want to give that much of a time of day.
What does his downfall mean to the black community from your experience and the conversations that you've had?
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking because he was the best of us and wanted us, and it felt like he wanted us to be the best of us with him. And he was inviting us to our own black excellence. He actually did do a lot of things that you can measure that made the lives of black people better. He hired a lot of black people behind the scenes of the Cosby Show.
He's just raping women left and right. Because he was talented. Thought his dumb Noah's Ark comedy bit was dumb. But he was talented.
He took very well, good care of the cast. And he also was one of the greatest comedians of all time. So that those things are all real.
All right. So there's a new documentary about Bill Cosby coming out. That's cool. 856-49-HOPPY.
Surprise, Rihanna is going to be a mom.
No! She is the reason I'm heterosexual. The first time I saw that album from 2005, the one with Pond to Replay and all the songs, oh my God, I was like, I like women.
The 33-year-old songstress and her rapper boyfriend, A$AP Rocky, were photographed by paparazzi walking the streets of New York City over the weekend.
Yeah.
And Rihanna showed off her latest accessory, a baby bump.
I wonder if my new neighbors hate this already.
This will be Rihanna and A$AP Rocky's first kiddo together.
That's good.
The couple has yet to comment on the exciting baby news.
They have not waited for marriage. But I mean, when you're banging on Rihanna, would you?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.